With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hawk, you give me a hard time because you say I am arrogant, that I'm too confident.
Well, sometimes it's your head doesn't fit through the door.
You know, I don't have a big ego. I just think a lot of myself.
Let go of my ego.
Here's the thing. Women don't like it when men are modest.
I think it's good to be modest.
Well, researchers from Rutgers University actually did a study to find out if modest men were considered to be likable by women. And they found out that modest men were not liked as much as modest women because they were viewed as too weak for a man. They did not have enough confidence or ambition. And this is published in the Journal of Psychology of Men and Masculinity, which, of course, I subscribe to. They showed these people videos of a man and a woman interviewing for a job, and both of these job applicants were actors that were following a script that portrayed them as being humble in their assessment of themselves. And although the applicants were equally qualified, the women viewing the video rated the male applicant significantly less likable than the female one. So if both applicants were equally humble and equally qualified, they didn't like the man when he was humble. So you need to blow your own horn.
The man seems more in charge,
Well, he should.
When he's, you know, egotistical.
So you're saying in the workplace, though?
Well, we've discussed before in the dating world, this is true also, that the women want a man who's confident, not a man who's all wimpy and uncertain and unsure of himself.
But, you know, if you have a successful man and he's sitting there blowing his own horn, that just gets dull and boring.
It happens all the time. People who do well as CEOs and companies are often their own biggest fans.
Part of it is being able to get the job. And there's a fine line where you can, you know, be confident in yourself, but also take the humble road or the humble street or the humble path.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Sure.
You need a GPS, I think.
Because I think it's pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool if you're sitting there having a nice conversation with a person, a man, and then you find out he's just listening to what you have to say and you're talking about business or whatever, and you realize later, oh my goodness, he really is a CEO, successful, big company, whatever. And he's not there, oh, well, this is what I do, so listen to what I have to say.
I think that's a turnoff.
I think it's a great, what is a turnoff?
When someone brags like
that. I agree.
Yeah. Well, in your situation, I agree too. Because I think whenever you're actually that successful and someone doesn't know it, and you play it off like you're just an average guy, and you know they're going to find out later. And that's almost like a game you're playing because you're like, later they're going to find out and go, oh my gosh.
But if you are climbing up the company ladder.
Right.
And you're patting yourself on the back going, you know what? I can do this job. You know what? I've done so and so and so and so and this, that, and the other. And then you might not want to brag about that, but you can see how confident you are in your ability to do the job. Does that make sense?
No,
not at all. So, but what you're saying, if you brag on yourself, you could possibly become like, a program director of a radio station.
Or a general manager even.
Or you could become a disc jockey.
Yeah.
I would aim higher. Yeah. But yes, blowing your own horn works. You have to do it right. I mean, you can't just walk around spouting off crap that people don't believe. but you've got to be able to sell yourself. And Hawk, you brought something up earlier in this conversation that's actually very insightful, which is so unusual for you.
I did.
But you know what? There's two parts of a job. There's the part of whether you can do the job, and there's the part of selling the fact that you can do the job to someone. Mm-hmm. There's the part of getting the job. And I know in our industry, there's a lot of people out there that are really good at getting jobs, but not that good at doing them. And, yep. You know, then there's people who are really good at doing jobs, but they don't spend much time, you know, or effort, or they don't have a very good ability at selling themselves.
It's me. I'm lazy.
I think in some ways we're all bad at getting jobs because we've all kept this job forever instead of moving on to bigger and better things.
True.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're at least good at doing the job. We got one of them, don't we?
Yeah.
All right, we don't sound very confident right now. Let's work on that.
Okay, all right.
We're good at this.
Yeah.
Woo.
Really?
Yeah. We are.
Okay.
I think.
What was that? The Stuart Smalley guy or whatever.
I'm good enough.
We're good enough.
Smart enough.
We're smart enough.
And gosh darn it, people like me.
Yeah, gosh darn it, people like us.
Okay.
You can tell I practice that a lot.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the pep talk.
Yeah. I think it helped. I already feel a little better.
I'm feeling a lot worse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.